Kenyan Chalipin.
Where we see with money, you could make a Kenyan Chalipin. On Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says no. Hoki Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Hanishum Domin Biyachar. Anytime you value something, how much it's worth, against something else, we'll soon see what that means. Not that you're paying with money, but you're paying the value of it with something else, like Shavu Kesef. So then we say, Kivin Shezoch Hazeh, as soon as you're kind of one thing, Nizchayim Zeh B'Chalipin. The other person automatically receives back what he's giving in return. We'll soon see what this means. And Hochin Adam Nesavu, this is far also. They were not talking about you paying money for the object, but rather you're making an exchange one animal for another animal. That's what it means. Kol Nishim B'Domin. Like if you want to sell your shor, and your shor is worth $100, and you really want to buy a chamor, and I have a chamor worth $100, to make an exchange, so as soon as you take my chamor, automatically, as soon as I take your chamor, automatically you're carrying my shor. The Gemara says, Hachinam Nesav, this is for also. And he's a tiny sefer, because the sefer over there in Kedushin says clearly, Ketzad, what's the case? Hechlif shor b'por, it says clearly, if I want to make an exchange, my ox for your cow. You make an exchange, somebody's donkey for your ox. That's the case. So Shmamina, it's a clear proof that we're not talking about you giving money for the ox, and as soon as you give the money, Torah Chalipin, you're kind of the ox back, but you're giving a shor for a chamor. He wants to sell his chamor for $100, and your shor is worth $100. So you're giving him your shor for the $100 for the payment, so as soon as he gets your shor, the Torah Chalipin, automatically you own the chamor. Now the Gemara says, but but that we thought at the beginning to say, Matadeya, that we thought to say what the Mishnah means, Kolonishim Domin, means if you want to pay money, if you give him money for the object, that was the Havamina. We wanted to bring a proof that even with money you can make a Kenyan Chalipin. Tumara says, if so, my Ketzad. Like if that was the Havamina, how did they learn Shan the Brisa? In the Mishnah says clearly, Ketzad, you be Maklif or Shor for a Pora. You see, clearly there's no money involved. Tumor says Hochi Koma. This is what the Sefer means to say. Upeiri Nami Yavdechlipin. Like the Sefer saying a different thing. The Reish is talking about money, but the Sefer is saying the same thing. If you make an exchange, Peiris for Peiris, it also makes a Kenyan Chalipin. Ketzad, where is there a case that you can use Peiris for the Kenyan Chalipin? That's the Techlip Shor B'Paro or Chamor B'Shor. If you make the Kenyan Chalipin with the Peiris or Shor for Chamor.
So most of it is. Ponichel of Rav Sheshes. This is good according to Rav Sheshes. The Yoma that says. Peiri Avdi Chalipin, that you can make a Kenyan Chalipin with Peiris. You do not only need a Noel, a shoe, or a Kli, even Peiris is also good. That is good, a Shorf, a Chamor, a Peiris, so you can make a Kenyan Chalipin. Elul Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, the Yomar that says, Kli in. You can only use a Kli for a Chalipin. Avu Peiri Loi, but you cannot use fruits, or Peiris, or animals. You can only use a Kli. If so, that Peiri Avdi Chalipin, my case of. What's on the Sefer the Brisa, the Sefer the Mishnah says, how does the Chalipin work? I give you my shor for your chamor. The chur is Peiris. Sire of Nachman says Peiris does not make Chalipin. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That yesh domim shenke Chalipin. There are certain times when you're paying money for an object, that's like a Kenyan Chalipin. In other words, you're not doing the Kenyan with a Kenyan Chalipin, you're doing the Kenyan with a payment. Kate said, what's the case? Hechlef dinei shor b'pura. Like, you're selling your cow. I want to buy your cow. How do I buy it? You want $100 for your cow. So I'll tell you, you know what? I have something worth $100. My ox is worth $100. I'll give you my ox. So when I give you my ox, I'm not giving it to you, but there's a chalipin. And just to say, you're kind of the ox, and the chalipin, exchange for that, I get back your parah. That, according to Rav Nachman, is no good. Rav Nachman says, with animals, with payers, you can't make chalipin. But it works for Teres Domin. It's a payment. You want to sell your cow for $100. I have $100 ox, it's worth $100. So I give you my ox, that's like I'm giving you the $100. So it's like a payment over here. That's why I get back your shor, or your parah. That's the way it works. Ketzad hechlef dumei shor parah, or dumei chamor b'shor. Now the Gemara says now, my time with Rav Nachman. What's the reason of Rav Nachman then? So the question is, we paskin that money is not koina. You can't buy something with money. In the Talmud, you can't buy with money. So here, how could I buy your cow? By giving you a shor, which is money. With money you can't buy something. The Kenyan is not chal. So my time with Rav Nachman, that I could buy your cow by giving you my shor, the terrorist parayin I'm paying for it, the Gemara says like this. So we'll look Rav Yechanan. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yechanan and Shitak, we'll soon see. The young Rav Yechanan holds, Deva Torah Midi Yeraisa Moyes Koin. So whenever I pay for Metalflin, anything that I pay for it, Midi Yeraisa I'm Koinerit. If I want to buy your hat, and I give you money for it, it becomes my hat. Midiraisa, the money is good all over. If so, O Mishnei Ma Omru Mashicha Kaina, how come the Rabbanan said nothing doing? You cannot buy something with money, you have to make a Mashicha. I only own your hat if I make a Mashicha on it. But just paying for it does not become mine. Why? Because the Rabbanan says the Gezeir involved, Shema Yoyma Lord Yisrafa Chetichah Be'aliyah. We're afraid maybe the Chitim will burn. And we'll soon see. And Mara says, the case is, if I pay you, let's say if I pay you for your wheat, and as soon as I give you money, the wheat becomes mine. So we're afraid maybe later there's going to be a fire in your house. Now you're going to think this wheat you sold already doesn't belong to you. So you won't care so much to save it. You'll let the wheat burn down. The Chum don't want that to happen. Therefore, the Chum said nothing doing. Even though I paid you money for it, it doesn't belong to me, the wheat. The wheat still belongs to you. And if it burns down, I'll just be chayzer and want my money back. Therefore, you watch the wheat very good. So the Rabbonim, the only way you claim it with money, the only way you claim them without them, is if you make a mashrik, you take it into your rishut. Now, umilta the shrikha goes by Rabbonim. When did the Rabbonim say you can't buy something with money? A normal way of buying. If I take out my dollar bill and pay you for it, that the Rabbonim said with money, you can't buy something. But milta the shrikhi, le goes by Rabbonim. But in a case where it's not normal, it's not a normal case, the Rabbonim didn't make the zera. So here, when somebody wants to sell his cow, usually, how does somebody buy it? With the money. He gives you $100, but he buys your cow. That somebody should say, listen, I have an ox that's worth $100. So I'll give you my ox. Instead of giving you $100 bill, I'll give you my ox for your cow. That's not a normal case. That's a nusad l'shchiach. So since midiraisa with money, really you could buy a cow. It's only midrabbanan they said you can't use money to buy a cow. So that's only when you pay real money. But if I pay you my ox, for your cow, that's l'shchiach, here with Rabbanan it's also good. That's the pshat in Rav Nachman. The Gemara says though, but all the Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish Shita, the Yom of the Resh Lakish says, Meshicha mefreshes min haTorah. Resh Lakish says, no, midiraisa, money means nothing. If you give money for an object, you're not turning with midiraisa. Midiraisa, you only turn to something with Meshicha. If so, honichi savolo kereshesh. Then it's good if Resh Lakish holds the kereshesh. That the pshat in the Gemara before is, that the shore goes with her as a king of Chalipin. And you did not, Vidavka, need a keli for Chalipin. Even Paris also make Chalipin. Then it's good how you kind of, by making the exchange, your ox for the cow. It went with her as a king of Chalipin. Because if you learn like Rish Lakish, that money with your rice is not kona, so it doesn't make enough to mean it, whether it's a nusul l'shchicha or a nusul l'shchiach. Anytime you want to buy something with her as money, you can't buy matatam with money. So if the guy wants to sell his cow, and you're paying $100, just instead of giving $100 bill, you're giving him your ox, that's no good according to Resh Lakish. So what's Shah the Mishnah? You can make the exchange your cow for the ox. So if you learn like Resh Lakish, that chalipin works. On Paris, it's very good. Eli, Sabulach Rabbi Yechanan, if he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, the Yoma that says, Teri lo yavdi chalipin, if Resh Lakish would hold like Rav Nachman, that Paris, the cow, does not work chalipin, or Matveya lo ikoni, and the Matveya also can't make chalipin with money, and so